Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
All right. I have to be upset right before the start of the live daily. But anyways, Cinephile, you're listening to the Big Fred Venice. I'm Matt McCucci.
I'm Angela Cherby. He's upset because we were discussing, we make a huge discussion on genre films.
I feel
he was accused of being a snobbish, which is not.
My integrity is under attack, and I'm stuck now doing this live stream. We are the 78th Venice Film Festival, and it's a live stream right in the midst of our live streamed interviews, because we've done a couple of them. I've actually, I think it's just been me so far.
You did a couple of
everyone. The other people will be coming. So if you don't like me, stay tuned for the other reporters, because you might like one of us at least. We hope, anyways. So it is the eighth day of the festival, and so very excited to talk about the films that have been screened. We have to document the thoughts about films that screened recently at the Venice Film Festival. Yeah. Got lots to talk about, and we've got no time to waste because we've got an action packed schedule today. Angelo, how are you feeling? Anyways,
I'm good. I'm just coming out of a screening, so I'm always very happy. But I cannot talk.
We can't talk
about this film. We're going to talk about this tomorrow.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow. And we're going to talk about a film that we're going to be doing an interview for. I can't give away anything. I might as well shut up.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about. Okay, let's begin with one of the films in competition. Yeah. Angelo, you can tell us a little bit about this. This is a Ukrainian production, and it's called Reflection.
Well, Reflection.
Valentin Vasianovich.
Vasianovich. Yes, it's a really tough film. It's a film about the Ukrainian war, war between Ukraine and Russia, but it's not about the war. It's about the trauma that a man has to manage coming back from the war. It's a very stylish film in terms of aesthetics. It's very sleek, very, very beautiful to watch. Even the hardest scene sequences are very beautiful to watch. There is a lot of torturing, unfortunately, because this is what the Ukrainian war was about. To me, it was a little bit too long. There's this kind of, you know, fixed camera, fixed eye, and then things happen very, very slowly in real time that sometimes works, sometimes it doesn't. Mm. So it used this kind of technique a little bit too much, in my opinion, but overall it's a very important film and very, very demanding too.
Right. And that's Reflection. It sounds really interesting, and obviously
it's a very
powerful subject matter, so it's treated
you know,
with all the respect.
Those movies that if you are a festival, you have to show them.
Yeah.
Because you need to document.
You can't ignore them.
Exactly.
Well, moving on to something completely different. This was probably the most fun that I've had at the festival so far.
Well, lucky you.
It was, I watched this yesterday morning. It's Old Henry, and it's just a good old-fashioned Western with that modernist touch. I mean, I can't give too much away, but really, the story is relatively simple. It's just Western 101, you know? It's a guy, you know, with a shady past that we don't know much about. He has retreated into the wild and has started a family, and now he lives there alone with his son, who's becoming a teenager, and so he's clashing with his father. He has that timeless clash, father and son kind of thing. All of a sudden, a group of strange people show up at his door, and there's an unconscious man not too far from his house and a big bag of money. Now, that spells trouble, and trouble just follows some people around like you don't know. So anyways, it's just so much fun. I mean, the time just flew. The film is directed by Patty Ponceroli, and it stars Tim Blake Nelson as the lead character. If you're not familiar with Tim Blake Nelson, you are an amazing character actor, and his face in this,
his face is so recognizable.
I want to just say a statement that may be politically incorrect here, but everybody is super handsome in this film except for him. And usually when the guy is not super handsome, he's the villain, but in this film he's the hero. And I love that. It's kind of just a nice touch. But if you like
Westerns, we need some entertaining movies once in a while.
Old Henry is just amazing, presented at a competition. If you like Westerns, check it out, because it kicks ass. It's action packed. It's great. It's amazing. So, all right, that was Old Henry. Old Henry. And
you have to say with that.
This is my broadcasting voice
with that accent.
And now we move on to comedy. Well, I don't know, really. because we're talking about The King of Laughter.
The King of Laughter, Quirido.
Competition
Io.
Film.
Competition, Mario Martone. It is actually comic film, not all of it, but it's a story, it's like the story of this very famous theater actor in Italy called Edoardo Scarpetta, which was lived in Naples, is basically the father of Edoardo De Filippo and all the De Filippo brothers. And it's a story of the end of his career when he decided to do a parody of Gabriele D'Annunzio theater piece, and that caused a huge shitstorm, gigantic shitstorm. So is this the passage? It's a kind of rites of passage between him, his star fading out, and his sons rising up. But all in a very thick Neapolitan accent, so very funny for us Italian to listen to. And there are gorgeous acting, gorgeous acting. And Mario Martoni finally finds a very good balance between telling us the theater life through the cinema media. So it's really really enjoyable and a really wonderful film. And it is so enjoyable that it has already been sold to U.S., which for an Italian film is not exactly...
I was going to ask you, in fact, do you think that this film will translate well with international audiences?
Well, yeah, it did. It will do... The only flaw would be that international audience cannot enjoy the accents.
Yeah.
You know, the slang and the
That's
accents.
A tough one.
This is obviously, I mean, always the same problem. But it's, in this case, probably the buyer, the U.S. buyer, saw beyond that. And saw that the film could be a good... And it was sold for theatrical release, which is even more rare.
Starring at one of Italy's finest actors, Tony Servillo.
Yeah, but a bunch of very good ones, actually.
All right, well, that's that was the King of Laughter, and now I'll take one for you. I'm gonna go on ahead to the Orizzonti section now, because I want to talk about White Building. It's from Cambodia. It's a Cambodia production. It's directed by Kavish Neang, and I interviewed him yesterday, so the interview was quite interesting. Also, I should mention, produced by Jia Zhangke, so it's always kind of, he's present in the scene of that type of cinema. And I can tell that he produced it. I don't know whether he was hands-on production type of thing, but I could tell. You know, if you know Jia Zhangke's film, he was a former Golden Eye winner, of course, and he's probably the biggest name in Chinese cinema now. He's especially in his region of Shanxi. Anyways, this film I thought was great. It's a realist drama that really, to me, explores the differences between the two generations, the older generation and the newer generation. The older generation is still scarred from years of war, and it's still carrying down the memories of the trauma of the past, whereas the newer generation can look ahead and actually look at a modern time. In fact, the three leading actors, the three leading male protagonists, actually have this whole kind of hip-hop dancing group, and at one point they even go to a reality TV show and audition. You know, this is just to show that almost the entire world is similar in some things. You know, everyone dreams of being a hip-hop dancer, including myself. No, but I thought it was great. And in the midst of it, this building. So this building is a huge landmark building in Cambodian capital. But it has to be demolished. And so some people agree, and they want to take the money. Others are a little more stubborn, and they want to stay. And so there's this whole kind of contrast, again, which feeds into what I talked about, generational stuff. And I found that it was quite interesting, very realist, naturalist feel to it. I also have to say that I enjoyed the cinematography, not because it's particularly spectacular, but because I loved where it was taking me. Because it took me to rooms and places that, for me, seeing these places in faraway parts of the world that I've never been to is part of the reason why I love cinema. And
right. The reconstruction or the just the showing of places that you don't know.
So,
for example, just going back to The King of Laughter, there is the action takes place at the beginning of the century, last century, of course, in Naples, and the image that Naples, that the film gives of Naples is amazing, because it's really vibrant.
Yeah.
Is beautifully shot, very colorful, and there is this passion and action in this city that even we Italian could not imagine, and it was given us by Mario Martoni in a very special way. So
awesome.
This is another good point for the film.
Great. So, I mean, we actually have to begin wrapping it up because we have more interviews coming up, including, can we spoil it? Possibly, we might have...
Yeah, we may be the Golden Lion Life Achievement Award winner.
You might know who we're talking about. Her
the
name...
The Great Shouter.
Yeah, her name, her initials are JLC, but we don't want to give too much away beyond that because we might not even have her. And then people be disappointed. But aside from that, we've got more.
We cross our fingers to have her.
Who will you be interviewing today, Angela?
We'll be interviewing the director of Freaks Out, the director of the two directors of this great Russian film, Captain Volkanov. Well, that is that I saw yesterday night, and then another couple that I don't remember. You know, Matt, that our daily list is so long that we cannot remember everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to get a coffee. And we'll be talking about Freaks Out and other films including Halloween Kills. Okay, I said it, all right? I said the title. And we'll be talking about that tomorrow.
I mean, you're not able to keep a secret.
Halloween Kills. It is a sequel to... It's the latest in the Halloween franchise. But we're going to talk about it tomorrow. But for now, guys, keep checking out all of our content across social media, but also on fred.fm. We've got podcasts, we've got live stream videos, we've got videos on our YouTube page, we've got all sorts of stuff. We're everywhere, we're all scattered, so if you see us, say hello, or don't. It's fine, be that way. But in the meantime, Angelo, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Matt.
And that's it. Stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong. Most importantly, stay cinephile and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival
insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.